If you do not like an entire style of music, try to figure out why, and see if you can work your way beyond this. You probably know people who hate rap. Everywhere we going, and now you know when I step right up, get my lighter so I can light up. That's how it should be done. Others who hate country music. The Parker nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change, cause every week has a weekend. Others who can't stand classical music. And so forth. Often, the problem is connected with negative associations having to do with the people who created the music, their culture, as well as the narratives that are conveyed by the music. One should keep in mind that it is risky to discount an entire group of humans and entire cultures based on little more than stereotypes. Sometimes we find that there is a certain uniformity within a given style of music, and we rail in exasperation that it all sounds the same. Most likely, though, we are failing to catch the details that give each piece its individuality in the eyes of those who do appreciate the music. Here's one fairly easy way of turning negative associations into positive ones. Movies about a particular group of people will often use these people's music in the soundtrack. If we feel a sense of connection, or perhaps even admiration toward them and the struggles they deal with, movies need plots, and plots usually involve struggles, we will map these positive feelings onto the music and transcend our initial block. Some listeners have allergies, as it were, to particular timbres. You may know people who hate the accordion. The harpsichord. Synthesizers. Operatic voices. And the list goes on and on. Some people dislike certain melodic gestures. The dislike can affect any of the musical parameters. Often, these dislikes have more to do, once again, with associations than with anything having to do with the sound itself. For instance, some people may look down on the accordion because they associate the accordion with certain folk traditions that they perceive as unsophisticated. They may also see it as an instrument for street performers, a context that is perceived as low prestige. As an experiment, the acclaimed violinist Joshua Bell famously went, unannounced and anonymously, to play the violin in a Washington, D.C. subway station. And he found that no one stopped to listen to his playing. People who are going through a subway station are usually in a hurry and have other things on their mind. But it could also be that they simply have very low expectations of street musicians and don't see the point of stopping to listen.